Did you know that there are over 850,000 podcasts registered right now? And over 30 million episodes have been recorded and published? And that in the United States, almost 200 million people listen to those podcasts? And if you listen to those, hundreds of them are better than any of the content available on television. So why would any amateur try to create yet another podcast? I ask myself that question. And for me, I made a list of the reasons why I have a podcast. The first reason is because I'm really bad at it. If you listen to the first episode of my podcast, you can tell how bad I am at expressing myself smoothly and clearly. How I stumble and I'm mechanical and robotic. And I don't want to be bad at it. I want to be good when I'm talking extemporaneously or when I'm reading content for the podcast. And I'm not going to get good unless I practice. The second reason that I created this podcast is because I get to learn new tech. I had to learn how to create the podcast with Audacity, and I had to learn to edit the files and how to publish them through Podbean, how to configure my computer and the Podbean software to distribute them, and how to connect them to advertisers. I wouldn't know that if I hadn't created such a podcast. The third reason is because I really love creating and growing a new personal skill. I like to get better at something, anything. In this case, learning to speak clearly and fluidly and naturally, to tell a story that people will listen to, tell a story that's interesting and attractive. The podcast allows you to think in real time, because what you think you're going to say isn't always what comes out of your mouth when the microphone is recording. It also helps you build your vocal muscles. Many people don't realize it, but your voice is just like the rest of your body. And if you don't use it, your voice can deteriorate and become weak. So a podcast allows you to exercise those vocal muscles. Fourth, it lets me shine a laser light on one specific topic. Some topics are made for tens of thousands of people, and some topics are made for exactly one or two other people. And for me, my laser is pointed at two specific things. One is the role of the CTO in corporations. I've written an entire book on the subject, and so I'm sharing some of the contents of that book. And the second topic is innovation in business and society. That's a column that I write for a journal every quarter, and I'm not the only one shining a laser light there. There are many others. Most notably, I'm jealous of Steven Johnson, who's written a number of books in this area, and his ability to tell a story just makes me jealous because I wish I could do it as well as he can. The fifth reason is that my podcast is never going to reach 10,000 people, or 1,000 people, or 500 people, but it might reach exactly one person who has a kindred spirit, one person who's enlightened and inspired by one idea. And it doesn't matter if anyone else is listening. Artists don't create art just so they can sell it. They don't create art so they can become famous. They create art because it's in them and they're inherently artistic and they have to express themselves. 99.999% of podcasts will never generate any significant revenue. There are 850,000 of them. They can't generate revenue. They won't generate any social fame. But it doesn't matter if you have the need to express yourself. It doesn't matter if the audience is listening or not. And that's why this podcast exists.